From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, November 12th. Coming up, school nurses have taken on even more responsibility during the pandemic. Contact tracing, testing, calling parents of close contacts. But many districts don't have enough school nurses. More on that story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Veterans Day events around the state yesterday both celebrated Illinois veterans' service and highlighted the challenges faced by many former military members. Hannah Meisel has more.
Oh, say, can you see?
During a Veterans Day event at Chicago's Soldier Field, Governor J.B. Pritzker said those who haven't served in the military owe a debt to those who have. U.S. Army Reserve Brigadier General Patricia Wallace echoed that message, calling on civilians to acknowledge the service of the estimated 500,000 veterans living in Illinois.
We need to honor our veterans while they're alive. We need to give them their roses while they are alive.
Ahead of the holiday this week, Illinois lawmakers heard from state and federal officials who laid out challenges a subset of veterans face. That includes a suicide rate nearly twice that of Illinois' general population and a shortage of affordable housing, rendering vouchers for homeless veterans useless. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The pandemic skyrocketed chronic absenteeism at Illinois schools. Chronically absent means students missed at least 10% of the school year. One in five students missed that much time last year or more. Kelly Friedland is the superintendent of the Kinnickinnick School District, where 33% of their students were chronically absent, including 43% of students deemed low income. She says it's hard to quantify how disruptive the pandemic has been. Third graders have not had a normal year since kindergarten.
You have a student who you can see they are in third grade, that tip of the iceberg. But what you can't see is all of the things that perhaps some were missed out that's below the surface of the water.
She says their plan to get students back on track is a three-legged stool. One is core instruction, teaching third graders the third grade material. The second is targeted skills, working in small groups to fill gaps in areas multiple kids struggled in. The third is personalized based on individual students. Friedland says they're utilizing social-emotional curriculum and use relief funding to lower class sizes. Beginning next week, Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Illinois in Urbana will start requiring audience members to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test result. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Beginning Tuesday, the Krannert Center will require everyone attending performances at their four theaters to show proof they've been vaccinated for COVID-19 or have recently tested negative for the virus. Spokesperson Maureen Reagan says people should bring their vaccination card or test document or a digital copy on their phone along with a photo ID.
When they check in at the lobby station, they will get a wristband, which then allows them to go into the theater, but for people to know that that status has been checked.
Reagan says Krannert is joining a growing list of theaters and concert halls that require audience members to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. She says some performing artists now make the requirement part of their contracts. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign Unit 4 School District will be hosting a vaccine clinic just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Superintendent Sheila Boozer says in an email to parents that the clinic for children ages 5 to 11 will be at Bottenfield School on South Prospect Avenue, November 22nd and 23rd. Boozer says the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District will administer the Pfizer vaccine doses and that the district will be operating shuttle buses from several sites around Champaign. She says a parent or guardian must be present for each child to receive the vaccine. Shots will also be available for anyone 12 and older who wishes to get vaccinated. Boozer says the 2 days will be virtual learning days across the district, but each elementary school will have a supervised distance learning center available for families who need it. She says this clinic will be followed by a second dose clinic just before winter break on December 20th and 21st. Still to come, a look at the problem of a shortage of school nurses across the state of Illinois, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll get that story from Peter Medlin coming up next on 217 Today.
Over a career spanning more than 70 years, Rita Moreno defied both her humble upbringing and relentless racism to become a beloved and award-winning actor. The new documentary, Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go For It, explores the star's career using footage of Moreno today, archival footage of her roles and appearances, and interviews with her contemporaries. Learn how you can watch this and other American Masters documentaries at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. School nurses have taken on even more responsibility during the pandemic. Contact tracing, testing, calling parents of close contacts. But many districts don't have enough school nurses. Peter Medlin spoke to one about the dire situation in her district.
Every school day during the pandemic is a challenge, but for school nurses, Monday mornings are uniquely difficult. That's when nurses like Corey Malk of the Sycamore School District start following up with parents of students who call in sick and report COVID-related symptoms. Did they go somewhere over the weekend where they could have been exposed? Do they need a COVID test before they can come back? Do they need to talk to their pediatrician?
It's time-consuming, but very important. And then you have some of the kids that come to school, but then as that day goes on, they're not feeling well, and whatever they were exposed to over the weekend is starting to show itself, and then they come to the nurse office.
Malk says they've had around 10,000 health office visits from students this year. Not all those are because of COVID, but it's a heavy, sometimes overwhelming workload for a department, like many districts, that's understaffed. Sycamore has 7 schools and only 6 nurses. That includes Malk. As district nurse, she oversees all of their health operations, but because of these staff shortages, she's been thrust into covering individual buildings as well.
There just really isn't time to take a breath and even get caught up, so you kind of feel like you start every day behind.
They also don't have any substitute nurses, which means if a nurse is out for a day, Malk and her colleagues step in and add schools and their hundreds, if not close to 1,000 students, to their duties.
We had nurses out on Thursday, Friday, and then again yesterday. So it looked like me covering one day a middle school building, which has about 900 students, and then the other 2 days was covering 2 buildings that had about 800 total students between the 2 buildings.
That's on top of her other responsibilities, which include providing COVID rapid tests, contact tracing, and notifying families when their child is a close contact or tested positive.
When they find out that they have to go home, it definitely pulls at your heartstrings, and we want the kids to be able to be in school.
The school nurse shortage in Sycamore is new this year. So without that safety net, Malk says nurses often feel guilty when they miss a day because of their own health or to care for their kids. She says nurses' families have gone above and beyond.
We have mothers who have come from out of state to take care of sick children, even children who are positive with COVID, so that their nurse mom could continue to work because the need is so great.
So how many more nurses would they need to feel comfortable about staffing? Malk says,
I mean, I would love to have a nurse in every building, or even, you know, just have some substitute nurses.
On top of the pressure to keep kids safe and healthy, she says they've also had to field calls from angry parents who disagree with the COVID-19 safety protocols. Malk says that's new this year, too.
It has included raised voices, some accusations, even insults and profanity. And those can be really disheartening and difficult on top of all of the things, you know, that we've devoted ourselves to as nurses and health staff.
But there have been some silver linings as well. She says the health office can feel like an island sometimes, disconnected from the rest of the school. But the pandemic, as she says, has brought everyone to that island.
Administration and other staff across our district, as well as families, have really gotten a front row seat to how important it is to have a strong health department within your school district. We're more than just Band-Aids and ice packs.
Malk says they will continue to provide health services and emotional support to students facing a range of health needs in the district. The challenge right now is having enough time and staff to help them all. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see our first snowflakes of the season, with partly cloudy skies today and a chance of rain or snow showers this afternoon, and a high of 44 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Peter Medlin, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.